How are you? What's happening? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Man, hope you had a good weekend. I know I did. I almost always have a good weekend. Although waiting for the weather to warm up just a little bit more, we have those brand new paddle boards we bought last year, used one time, but until the water temperature is about 75, I won't even put my toe in the water. So my wife is going to wait till 85, so we'll see what happens. Florida summer season is coming. Before you know it, it'll be here. So today I want you to build some more connections. Connections are everything in your life. Important good connections, not collecting connections, but important ones that can help you get there, things you relate to. And you can do it with desire. I'll explain that here in just a minute on today's program. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. And I've explained it the last couple of weeks because I haven't done it all that well for a long time. The positive boost. It's about positive control over your life. You seizing positive control. It's the opposite of life is crazy. Oh my God, I'm out of control. It's negative. It's the opposite of that. This show is about reminding you for this moment in time and the next 8 or 9 minutes that today you can take a positive control of your life. Positive meaning you're flying your own airplane and getting what you want in life. And we'll teach you a few things to get there today that make it a little bit easier. No, you don't have to do everything at one time. That's almost impossible. Just a little nugget here or there that you apply here or there, and eventually it all comes together the way you want it to be. You know that's the way it works. You've done that your whole life, haven't you? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. Are you a premium member yet? We have so many premium members, and thank you so much. I've done premium podcasts since before anybody else did them. Back in 2007, we launched our first one. It's gone on forever, and it's a great way to avoid the commercials and to join coaching calls. You all know that if you're one of those members, and man, I do. I hope you'll show up on the coaching call so I can meet you. Some of you, I know you, but I don't know who you are, so show up. If you'd like to be a premium member, just go to dailyboostpremium.com and get signed up today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compound of products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Mondays begin with a question that I ask always. I've done this since 2007. Their Daily Boost was in its very early days. It was very different back then. We talked about fitness and stuff too. It's very different. But it didn't take me long before my listeners said, hey, Scott, do you have some homework for me? And when I started, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was thinking, okay, well, no, we just do a show and take what you can, take some notes. I didn't even keep notes myself at the time. I just did my show and moved on. But eventually I realized people needed some homework. So I came up with some very simple ways to do that. And the simple way I ask you today is just ask the question, how's my life going? And then take some time and let the answers flow into you. And I would suggest you pull some time maybe after the show and just lean back in your car, at your desk, whatever, and just say, how's my life going? And think about the roles of your life, the things you're doing right now, and how's it going? It's that simple. Because what will happen is your subconscious, your unconscious mind will take control. And before you know what happened, you'll go, man, I got some things I got to work on. In other words, your subconscious mind works through your unconscious mind to reach your conscious mind. You'll see that begin to happen very fast. So do your homework, ask yourself that question, how's my life going? And if you need some help, I built my perfect week planner, very simple planner that's very, very effective around this concept. Just go to perfectweekplanner.com, get it. It's free. It'll make a difference in your life, I promise you. So connections with desire. I think not a single day passes without somebody asking, how do I get another person to help me get what I want? I said that very mockingly, didn't I? I guess it's okay to do that. I mean, we all need somebody else to help us get what we want. And I guess that's how we verbalize it in our own brain. How do I help get them to help me get what I want? Some people say, how do I help somebody else get what they want? That's a good thing too. But ultimately, I guess we have to wonder that and think, okay, well, I need some help. Like, how can I get Scott to help me get what I want? I'll do that today. Persuading others is the key. And I'm not talking sales. I'm just talking humans. Persuading others is the key to getting what you want in life. And here's the big secret. Ready? It's not about you. Not at all. Can I give you a funny side story? I go to a lot of conferences, and a lot of conferences, it's amazing how, you know, for whatever reason, there used to be people my age at the conferences. Now it's not. Now it's all these kids that are there. It's kind of odd. But what's really interesting is they're just beginning to learn that concept that it's not about them. Because they go to a conference because they have a desire that they want to do. They want to build something. They want to make something happen. And I'll go to the conference. I'll meet somebody who will help me get what I want, right? We have all done it. And that's a big reason why we go to conferences. But they lead with that. I learned a long time ago that I still, yes, when I go to a conference, there are things I want to get, but I know I've got to give before I get. Because I know it's not about me. It's not about you. Most folks in this world just tell others what to do. That's really popular these days. Social media, just tell you what to do. But that's rarely building a real connection, is it? That's why when things go wrong, you just run from it. You'll get what you want faster by focusing on how you can tap into the desires of others and help them get what they want. Now, this is just a human thing that we have to do. You're probably doing a lot of it right now. If you are married, you have a husband, a wife, you're probably thinking about, and you should be thinking about, how can you tap into their desires? One practical solution is to show them what needs to be done to reach their desire. It's much more powerful. Now, how you do that is, I do it actually with my wife quite a bit. She's really good. She's a, you know, I guess I would call her a taskmaster. Really good at doing stuff. She's, you know, she's researching, getting tasks done, accomplishing her goals. She just goes at it every single day. She's in great shape, eats great food all the time. She's really, really good at that. But what she's not really good at doing is getting started. She's not an entrepreneur. She's not a big dreamer. She's a practical person. That's why we get along, because she's the practical side of me, who I'm practical, but I'm more of a dreamer. I like to get out and make things happen. So one of the ways that I can help her is understanding what her desire is and what she wants to do by listening to her. And then I can step in and figure out a way to help her reach her goal. And oftentimes I will say, I can help you with that. When I work with clients, oftentimes I will say, I can help you with that. Wife or client or whoever, oftentimes I will say, I'll just do it for you. Or many times, I'll just do it. Be done. My neighbor next door, who has a pretty good sized yard, is having some health issues. Family's very, very busy. I didn't think about what I could do or how I could help. I didn't bang on their door. But I had all my lawn equipment out. I just went over and took care of the lawn for them. What could I do for them to help, to generally tap in to what they need? Because the thing they said to me the next day is, man, I really needed help doing that. Thank you so much. Just jumped in and did it. So when you just say, hey, it's not about me, it's about you. When you follow that approach, you're going to make friends really fast. You're going to prove your value. You're going to be much more likely to return the favor. 9 times out of 10. In fact, we just did share something with you. We're looking for an associate podcast producer around here. And I have a bunch of things that have come in. A bunch of people introducing themselves to me. And there are a few in there that really have my attention. Still holding out, bringing in more in. If you'd like to send it to bigtime@motivationtomove.com, if you would like to talk about being an associate producer. But the ones who are not connecting me whatsoever, or it's all about them. 100% about them. It's not about me and you, my audience. Next at the door. No interest. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just didn't connect because of that. But when you say, hey, what's Scott's desire? What does he really need? And you tap into that, you got my attention. Not only mine, you have everybody's attention when you do that. So try that today. When you're in a conversation, when you're in boss, kids, family, whatever it happens to be, try it today. What do they desire? How can you help them do that? Could you do it for them? How can you tap into that? Watch how it changes everything about your relationship very quickly. So I just realized that I guarantee that I will wrap this show up in 9 minutes. I probably should make that an implied promise. Sometimes I go a little longer. I hope you don't mind. I like to deliver what I can deliver, then get you on with your day, and we'll do it again tomorrow. How's that? In the meantime, if you'd like to connect with me a little bit more, if you're feeling the need to do that, you can do it on Facebook. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. The only place that I'm active on social media is there, a private group, because It's safer at a private group. It just feels more comfortable, right? If you'd like to join me in premium and you're not already a member, just go to dailyboostpremium.com, get the coaching calls, get the commercial-free podcasts, get the Daily Nugget, get the Daily Click, all the fun stuff I send out every single day. Been doing it for years. I'd love to send it to you too. In the meantime, have a great day. Get out there and take positive control of your life. And I'll see you tomorrow.